Brother Neil. Four and 13. You're acquainted with this story very much.
Possible.
Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this." For such a time as this. Amen. I feel like you are. I think you have come to this hour. Amen. For a special purpose. I think the wholeness folks have come to this hour. Amen. I believe it. I believe that we're here for a special purpose. Amen. There is a word that I'd like to talk about here for a few moments. And I hope that I can preach some, a whole lot. Amen. It's one of the saddest words you can speak of. It's a word called fail. Fail. Fail means not to succeed. To be unable to do or to become wanted or needed or expected or tempted. It means to come out badly. Come out badly. Amen. Failing is a lack or absence. Be not enough to fall short. To lose strength and become weak and to die away. To be unable to pay, become bankrupt. Amen. To be unsuccessful in an examination or a course. To get a failing mark. Here, decline, deterioration, insolvency. Failure. What a word. What a word. Amen. As you know the story of Esther, God has moved her by His mighty hand and placed her in this particular position. She must be there for this hour. Not only is Esther moved in that position, but the needs are so great that there can be no room for failure. And this hour, God has moved again men in particular position. And there can be no room for failure. If Esther fails to do what God has placed her there to do, 127 providence spreading from India to Ethiopia, where the Jews are scattered, will soon be slaughtered. If we fail in this hour, from coast to coast, from globe all over, amen, the souls that will die lost because we fail, amen, amen. Don't fail now. Whatever you do, don't fail now. Amen. Amen. There are times when there could be no room for failure. And we've come to that hour that there can be no room for failure. Failure is disaster now. Amen. You say, "I fail." Amen. In life. My God. Amen. By the disobedience of one man,
Sin entered into the world. But thank God, by the obedience of one man, thank God, righteousness by Christ Jesus.
Oh, failure. Esther, amen. You cannot afford to fail what God has placed you there to do in this hour. Amen. This congregation tonight, it's not the first time that I've seen you. A few days ago while praying, I saw you. Amen. Amen. I feel like that God spoke to us by the men of God. Amen.
The wind is blowing again. Please don't fail now, church, where the power of God is moving. Don't fail now.
Amen. Hallelujah. Then Brother Hampton said, begin to tell us how that it looked like it's opened up, amen, countries to be revival, gospel preaching in. Amen.
Don't fail now. Don't fail now. We cannot afford to fail now.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. The position and the responsibility. Amen. We must be willing to perish. Amen. Rather than fail. We must be willing to die rather than fail. Oh, amen. Yeah. It will not be an easy job, Esther. Amen. But you must invade the privacy of the king uninvited. Amen. Don't fail. Hallelujah. If you neglect your duty in this hour, amen, you will not only fail, but you will fall and come short of the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. In every great emergency, raised up a man equal to the emergency. God inspired man. God anointed people. Amen. God called people. Amen. And there is no room for prayer. My Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We must be spiritual in this hour. Hallelujah. My Lord. Amen. Proverbs 24:10. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, those that are ready to be slain. If thou sayest, behold, we know it not, doth not he that pondereth consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render every man according to his work? Amen. If you fail in this hour, it may cost you your husband. It may cost you your children if you fail now. You cannot afford to fail now. Our duty is clearly pointed out by this scripture. Amen. Don't you dare leave the burning house till you make sure everybody's out. Amen. Don't you dare leave the scene of accident. Amen. Until you're sure, amen, things are right. Amen. Great God, have man. Make sure you have tried to rescue all before you leave there. Don't fail to do it. Hallelujah. Oh, God, please help me. Amen. It is the duty of every one of us to use our best strength to deliver the oppressed. Amen. But our sins is if we faint in this hour. If we faint, amen, and fail to deliver them. My God, help me now. Help me now. Oh, the hurt that comes when people fail. Amen. Oh, the hurt, amen, that comes when people fail. My God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I said, oh, oh. I said, oh, the hurt that comes when people fail.
people fail. Amen. Amen. We've suffered much in this hour, church, by our failures. Amen. 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 They fell all around you, haven't they? Amen. I remember years ago at the campground, we were standing there and somebody spoke up and said, such and such, he's failed. Amen. Somebody started to say something. Better said, now, watch what you say. You don't know where you're going down or not yourself. About that time, Brother Vince Wilson, he come charging in that crowd. He said, bless God, we haven't, and bless God, we ain't. Hallelujah. How about saying that tonight? Bless God, we haven't, and bless God, we ain't. Amen. Bless God, we haven't failed, and bless God, we're not going to fail. Amen. Somebody said, that's a boat. No, sirree. Amen. That's standing in the grace of Almighty God with determination, knowing what hour we are in and seeing the day, brother, and we cannot afford to fail.
Amen. Amen. I had not been enticed by sin. I had not been drawn by lust. Amen. But the devil said, you're next. You're next. Amen. And I said, oh God, amen. Am I going down? No, no, no. Amen. Amen. Boy, I tell you, and when you begin to see and understand what that means, and you feel that strong opposing force said, I'll get you, and I'll take you down. Amen. Oh, I was at my wit's end. I was a praying and a walking and a crying and a begging God. Amen. Oh God, I don't want to fail, please. Amen. I don't want to fail. And the phone rang. And I picked up the phone. He said, Ralph, it ain't so. What he told you is not true. Amen. You're not going down. It ain't so. I said, it ain't so. We're not going down. Amen. Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired thee that he may sift thee. Amen. As wheat, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. I pray you heaven tonight is interested in you, not heaven. Thank God your faith will be tried in this hour, but when He comes, He'll find faith. He'll find pure faith. And He'll find it in our hearts. Thank God. Worship Him. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Glory. And you say, man, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There is nothing quite as frightening as walk to the pulpit, amen, and feel like that you're going to fail before you leave that pulpit to do and accomplish what needs to be done. Amen. Amen. Oh, I walked in the pulpit, amen, knowing that I did not have what was necessary for that message or for that people. Amen. But thank God, the heavens of heaven is always faithful. Amen. And we fail not because God's grace is sufficient. And where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad tonight, amen, that God is interested in you and I, not failing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Follow peace with all men and holiness. Amen. I need somebody to say that word holiness just right. Seems like I never could get as much force in that word as the feller I know. Amen. Hallelujah. And holiness. Do you understand that?
Did that vibrate you? You want to hear it again? From the old war horse? Holiness. Without. Which no man.
Nobody shall see the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank God. I said thank God. Hallelujah. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Amen. You will fail if you do not do your call duty. You will fail if you do not put everything in it in this hour. Amen. Only those in this hour will succeed that puts it all. A-double-L. Put all in it. Amen. I must put all in it. Church, come on. Amen. We can put some more in this. Amen. We still got some more strength. We still got some more resources that we need to put in this, so that we can be sure that we won't fail. Ooh, glory! I said glory! I said glory! I said glory! Amen. Oh, God, please, dear God, don't let me fail. Worst feeling that I know of is the feeling of shame from failure. If you fail, your head will bow. You may hold it up, but your heart will drop. If you fail, the worst feeling, Ralph Cox, is a feeling of the shame of failure. Amen. Lord, amen. Peter, you will fail, amen, if you follow afar off. How close are you tonight to the Lord? Amen. I said, how close? Amen. Just one little step is too far from thy shot. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't fail now. Amen. Amen. My God. My God. Amen. Looking carefully. Looking with care to see. Amen. Continue to look after one another. Caring, protecting, lest there be anyone coming short. That no one fall short of divine grace. That no one fail to respond to the grace which God gives. That no one forfeit, amen, the grace of God. Hallelujah. You see, a chosen ones that are appointed to the work of God in this hour. Amen. It's a tremendous work. And the Satan of all hell is fighting against you with all the forces of hell to cause you to fail. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Glory. Amen. That awful feeling. Please don't let me fail. My servant, amen, whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth, I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall it not break, and a smoking flax shall it not quench. Amen. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail. He shall not fail. He shall not fail. Hallelujah.
Somebody, you know, preaching, say if Jesus hadn't come, hey man, if Jesus hadn't did this, it's impossible for him not to have succeeded. Hey man, because, hey man, he shall not fail nor be discouraged. Till he shall have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. Amen. The invincible patience, amen, that went into the work of your redemption. Hallelujah. Great God, have mercy. To be discouraged is to fail. But the hope is to be strong, thank God. If you're discouraged in this hour, watch out, you're going to fail. Hallelujah. I haven't got where I'm going to preach. All right? Amen. Stay with me. Thank God. Amen. He giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint. Watch out, young man. Watch out, young man. Amen. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. Amen. This means his expectations have been dissolved. His heart and his life has sank now. Amen. But listen what the Scripture said. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew. I think it's about time for the renewing of strength for this hour. I think God wants to renew the strength for us. Amen. For these coming days. Amen. When we are being challenged on every hand. Amen. And the opportunities are open up on every side. Thank God. Thank God. I said, thank God. Glory. 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 Amen. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I don't want to fail to be a good husband. Do you hear me? I don't want to fail to be a good husband. I don't want to fail to be a good preacher. I don't want to fail to be a good pastor. Amen. I don't want to fail. Amen. To forgive. How about you? I don't want to fail to forgive. Hallelujah. Amen. We cannot afford to fail. Amen. We cannot afford, amen. Amen. To not be pure in this hour. Don't fail to be pure. Don't fail to be holy. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't fail to keep yourself pure. Don't fail to shun the very appearance of evil. Don't fail to, amen, to live godly. Amen, in this present world, I said, don't fail! Don't fail. Don't fail. Amen. Don't fail. Go to the house of God. Don't fail to pray. Don't fail to worship after you get there. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. My Lord, don't fail. We're like an army that's about to get the greatest victory that we've ever got. But it's going to take a little extra strength. Alexander Wiss said, the perseverance of the saints was new beginnings. Abraham had to have them. Amen. Jacob had to have them. Hallelujah. Peter had to have them. Lord of God. And many who need it. Hang on. The winds are blowing. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't fail now. We're about to get the greatest victory we've ever got. Thank God. Amen. The greatest failure is the failure to love one another. The greatest failure is the failure to love. Hallelujah. Amen. What a catastrophe. when you fail in love. When the husband fails to love the wife, the home's broken. When the mother fails to love the husband, the home is in disaster. When the mother fails to love the children, our nation is in trouble. Amen. When our people fail to love God, there's nothing but judgment. The failure of love. Oh, amen. There's something about faith. Amen. The failure of love in this hour. That's the reason why there's divorce. It's failure of love. Amen. The failure of love is our trouble in this hour. Amen. Ooh. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Bible said charity never faileth. The Bible said charity never faileth. They may be prophecies. Amen. They'll cease. Amen. They may be a lot of things. Amen. That'll cease. Thank God. But charity never fails. Amen. Amen. It meets all occasion. It overcomes all. Thank God. I said charity never faileth. Y'all may prove it. For God so loved the world. Behold, what manner of love. He loved us that while we were yet sinners.
Amen.
Christ
loved us.
Died.
Yes.
O'Neill Bridges.
Hallelujah.
And Ralph Horton. Hallelujah. Amen. There was something in the strength of the love of God that could not fail. There's something in that man's face, sir, that tells me he will not fail in love. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's right. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hey, Lord, help me. Amen. You see, love thought no sacrifice too great. Amen. Suffering could not stop him from loving us. Some people cannot love when they've been hurt. Some people cannot love when somebody said something about them. Some folks cannot love, amen, when they do not have flattery coming to them. Some, amen, cannot love when they find something in your life that doesn't please them. They cannot love you. Ooh, amen. But God looked on the world that had every reason. But he saw, amen, and his love did not fail. Now abideth faith, hope, and charity. And the greatest of these. Say it, Fire Church. Is what? Charity. Thank God we will not fail in this hour when our hearts are filled with the love of God, and the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Get a new feeling tonight. Get in these arms and get a new feeling of the Holy Ghost. Don't fail. Please don't fail. Don't fail. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And having loved his own, he loved them to the end. Now I hope the Lord will help me preach for a while. Amen. If you do fail, if you have failed, there's more than one person in this congregation tonight that have failed. Some have failed very badly. Some failure has been disaster.
But what? But what? Amen. What about that thing? Is there anything, amen, that can be done since you have failed? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I think I have proclaimed myself how I feel about failure. Have I not? Amen. But now, I'd like to preach a little while unto you that's a fail. We need you at this hour, and God needs you at your post of duty. And if you have failed, amen, in the 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 11, only Luke is with me. Take Mark. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me and for the ministry. Amen. I'm going to face the Roman lines. I'd like to have somebody with me that I could trust. Amen. I would like for you to bring Mark. Amen. As I face, amen, the most critical hour of my life. I'd like to have Mark with me. Now, wait a minute. Are you talking about the boy 12 years ago when you started on the missionary journey? Amen. He looked at the rough hills. He saw the hardships. Amen. And he left and went home. That's who I'm talking about. Amen. That's who I'm talking about. Are you talking about the boy? Amen. You and Barnabas, amen, had trouble over and you separated because, amen, Barnabas wanted to take him and you thought it not good. Thank God for Barnabas, the son of consolation. Thank God, church, we ought to have, amen, some Barnabas in this hour, the son of consolation. Amen. There's a lot of failure in this hour and there's a lot of falling, but there's not very many Barnabas, thank God, amen, that's ready to help, amen, those hurry and those fallen men. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Can you say amen? The coward now, amen, becomes, amen, one of the most important men in the New Testament history. And he'll give us that fourth gospel, the book of Mark. Hallelujah. Amen. The coward, amen, dies with a symbol of the lion. Woo! Woo! He's got a lion heart. He won't back down. He's willing to suffer anything. I failed one time, but I'll never fail again. Amen. I fail one time, but I'll never fail again. You put my eyes out. You beat all the, amen, the skin off my back, but I'm not going to fail this time. Hallelujah. I'll go with you. Amen. I'll go with you through the fire. I'll go with you. I'm not going to fail now. Amen. He was determined, brother, to make up for his failures. If you're here tonight and you fail, why don't you determine that you'll make up for your failure? Why don't you get up like a prodigal son? Why don't you get up like him? Hey there. I'm going home. I'll be a servant. But I'm going home. I failed Dad. Hey man, as a boy. But I'll fail him as a servant. I'll feed the fatted calf for the rest. But I'll fail him this time. You give me a chance. I'm not failing no more. I promise you, I'm not failing no more. Why don't you get up and say, tell us that? Hey man, I promise you, I won't fail no more. Hey man, I promise you, Dad, I won't fail no more. I promise you, Mom, I won't fail no more. Give me another chance. I'll make good. Great God, I'll put everything in. I won't fail you this time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory. Glory. If y'all lift your hand and pray for me, I'll try to preach some more.
get up like David got up. I have sinned. Tell it like it is. I have sinned. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy. I'm talking to you, sinner friend. I'm talking to you that's failed. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Come on. Amen. That the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hiding thy face from my sin. Blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me now with thy free spirit. O God, please, I beg of you. Amen. Wash me, make me clean. Do it like David did. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Won't you do it like Samson did? Have you ever seen Samson? Mock him, scoff him, ridicule him, get up and do some dancing farce. Have you ever saw Samson? Amen. After the devil gets through with him. Watch what he does. Amen. To the Samsons that fall. Oh, amen. Boy, I tell you, it's not a pretty picture. Amen. 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 Oh, Larry Darty. Amen. I sat down over. He didn't know I was aimed to preach. And he said, have you noticed that scripture? Amen. His hair began to grow. And I opened up a Bible. Amen. Amen. There from my notes. Now, his hair began to grow. Amen. He's shorn and been shaven. Amen. But there's something going to be restored to him. He's going to get his strength back. Woo, watch out. Watch out. When Samson gets his strength back, boys. Amen. Be on the lookout. Amen. When God's church, amen, gets the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. The world has robbed you of your power and your glory. Amen. But thank God the hair began to grow. Hallelujah. And the power he called upon God and had said, avenge me yet this once more. Oh God, avenge me yet this once more for mine eyes. Come on, come on. One more time. Why don't you try it one more time? Why don't you do it one more time? Amen. Why don't you put everything you got in one more time? Shorn, shaven, but not beyond hope. But not beyond hope. His strength was restored. I need that chair now, brother. He got up. He got up. He got up. I said he got up. I said he got up. Get up, children, by faith, get up. Cause the healers are coming down the road. Get up, children, by faith, get up. Cause the healers are coming down the road. Get up, children, by faith, get up. Cause the healers are coming down the road. If you're sick and tired and worried, I tote that heavy sin-sick load. Get up, by faith. Get up, by faith, children. Cause the healers are coming down the road. Hey, man, if you fail, get up. Don't lay there. Get up, my friend. Get up, by faith, my friend. Cause the healers come. I said, get up. Get up and get to that altar. Get up, my friend. Cause the healer.
And he got up. What more can I say? Well, bless God, there's Samson's name. He got up. He got up. Boys, they face some of us among us, if we just get up tonight. I mean, if we just get up. We've been knocked down, walked over. If you just get up. I mean, get up. It feels so good to be up, I don't believe I'll get down no more. If I get knocked down, I want to get up so fast, I won't even show the prints in the dust. I want to be trying to get up before I hit the ground. Woo! Hallelujah, come on! Woo! Get up, but by faith, children, get up. Cause a healer's coming down the road. Amen, if you're sick and tired, I toting that heavy, sin sick load. Get up. Get up. Get up. I said, get up. I said, get up. Oh, I understand. I'm sorry. I understand. I understand. Okay. I understand. You don't think we want you to get up, do you? Okay. Thank you for talking to me. Man be overtaken in a fault. Now boy, that's not an easy word. Ye which are spiritual, restore. Such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Hey, man. That word means trespass, offense, S-I-N, fail, and fault. It means to fall beside or near something. To lapse, amen, from the truth, amen, and unrighteousness in sin. Amen. My God, what an awful word. Amen. But there is that ministry, amen, of restoring the prodigal son. Hallelujah. You like that word restore? How many likes that word restore? David did. He said he restored my soul. Woo! My soul has been restored. That word means to be made perfect, to mend it, to fit it, to frame it, to prepare it, to restore it, to make it perfect and join it together. Amen. It means to render it fit, sound, and complete. Amen. You see, we want you whole. We want you pure. We want you right. It means, amen, to bend, to mend that which had been broken, that which had been rent, to repair it completely. That's the theological dictionary of the New Testament says that. Amen. To fit out, to equip, to make in order, to arrange, to adjust, to fit, or to frame for oneself, to prepare ethically, to strengthen, to make it perfect, to make it complete, to make it what it ought to be. If you'll let God tonight, He'll make you what you ought to be. And we'll help in our way to see that you, amen, are made perfect in His way. Can you say amen, church? Won't you get up tonight? Won't you get up? Amen. Glory. Glory. Amen. I didn't know where I'd preach some of this or not. I didn't know where you'd want me to or not. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I was discussing an author one day with a preacher from this part of the country named Fred Wiley, Clovis Chappelle. And I said, well, I don't think I get too much out of his book. He said, have you ever read John Mark on the three white feathers? I said, nope. He said, you ought to read it. I didn't. One day I ran into Lindsay Savage. We began to talk, and he said, have you ever read Clovis's Pell? Hey, man, on John Mark, the three white feathers. I said, no. He said, man, you need to read it. So I did. Forgot all about it until I got to praying about this message here. And it came to me. Before World War, the British, there were three young lieutenants. They were great friends and great buddies. One of them saw that the war was breaking out, and his dad was in politics. And he went to him. He said, Dad, I want out of this war before it begins. His father pulled the strings and got the young lad out, and he took off to Ireland. And there with his girlfriend, he began to have the time of his life. But one day after the war broke out, as they was at a place talking, gaiety, all of a sudden the postman came and slipped him just a small package. He taken it in his hand and began to tear it open. When he opened it up, two white feathers floated out. His fiancée said, what does that mean? She is laughing. He is straightforward. He told her the story. Said, that's from two of my friends. We was together. Lieutenants together. She had on a fancy hat. She reached up and pulled out another feather, broke it off, and let it float in his hand. She turned away in anger and left the coward alone. Didn't take him long to come to his senses. He headed back to England, and he joined the army under an assumed name. As the providence would have it, he was reassigned to his old outfit. And there was the two lieutenants. The battles got hot. One day, one of the lieutenants that had sent him one of the white feathers was cut down in no man's land. He looked to the captain. Give me permission, sir, to go get him. He said, you'll never make it, but you got it. Out of the trench you come. And through no man's land, he went and got his former friend. Picked him up and brought him back safely to the trench as the blood was gushing out of his friend. Amen. He pulled a box out and he placed within his hand one white feather. He said, Tom, I knew you'd come. I knew you wasn't a character. And died. All right. The battle went on. The days went on. One day as he was charging over the hill, all of a sudden he found himself with pain through his body. He came to. He was half on top of somebody and somebody was half on top of him. The man was crying, give me a drink of water. Give me a drink of water. Give me a drink of water. He reached for his canteen. There was only one drink. He pulled it, opened it up, and turned, and handed it, and poured it into the friend's mouth. The last drink of water he had. He is wounded bad. He looked closely, and it was his other friend, Lieutenant. Again, he pulled a white feather out. Both of their blood stained that feather. Placed it in his hand. Amen. A few days later, Amen. with his wounds, he was transferred back. Amen. He was called to be decorated with the Victorian cross. As he was being decorated that day, he passed by, and there was a young lass, amen, in a nurse's uniform, the Red Cross. He took a box that had mud and blood on it and put it in her hand as he passed by. She went to the secrecy of her room and she opened it up, and there was that white feather. Amen. The coward had become the hero of the country. What are you preaching, preacher? I'm a preacher. Amen. Don't fail. Amen. Don't fail. Don't fail, please. Don't fail. It's going to cost you. Amen. But don't fail. Amen. Don't fail. Get up, children, by faith. Get up. Because the healer's coming down the road. If you're sick, I said, oh, and a God. God Almighty is interested in you. God Almighty is interested in this work. God Almighty is interested in the holy people. Let's don't fail. Please, get up by faith. Get up tonight. Make your way to the one who will not turn you away, but he'll lift you up. Don't fail. Bring that white feather. Bring that white feather with you. Place it. Amen. In the hand of one whom you have failed. Stand with me. I preached a lot in some respect, but I never felt more burdened to try to preach this and my entire ministry. Because that's my heart. And that's your heart. It's written on your face. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you fail tonight, and we've all in this hour been hurt by our own failures and the failures of others. But if you have, get up. Get up. Get up. Get up.
I felt definitely within my soul God wanted somebody in this congregation tonight to get up. To get up. To get up. Amen. Amen. Why don't you just get up right now? Stand. Amen. Before God. And say, boys, I missed it. You tell me what I need to do. I missed it. You tell me. I'll do it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. Amen. Get up by faith, children. Get up. Cause the healing's coming down. Lift your hand, church, all over the building. Get up. Come on. Get up. Get up. I will not fail. I must not fail. It ain't in. Come on. Come on, broaden them shoulders. Get up. Get up. Come on, get up. Come on, get up. Come on, come on. Call on God right now. Let's pray, church. Let's pray. Come on. Come on. How about you? Are you going to step out there? I know you're here. I know you're here. I know you're here. Amen. You don't believe that we will love you, do you? You don't believe that we will. Why don't you give us a chance to show you? Neil, you and more than nobody is trying.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Oh, God. Oh, God. Amen. 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 Boys, I tell you. John David, I knew you before I ever saw you. Vince Wilson was bragging on you. Amen. Amen. We ain't going to fail by the grace of God. Can you say that, church? By the grace of God. 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 Can you say it to your brother there? By the grace of God. By the grace of God. Will you do it? Hey, man, will you turn there in that congregation and say, by the grace of God. By the grace of God. By the grace of God. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah! Yeah. Bless God. The devil told me I couldn't get this far. I'm here. Amen. And I tell you something else, I'm a going farther. Amen. I didn't believe I'd get this far, but I got this far. But we're going farther. Hallelujah. The greatest victories that we've ever got, we're about to get. The greatest joy that you've ever had, it's just on the horizon. The brightest light that's ever shined is about to shine for the God's holiness people. And I believe it to the depths of my soul. Can you say that? Thank God, get up. Come on. Great God, get up from there. Worship the Lord. I'm here, Philip. I'm here, David. I'm here, Doris. I'm here, Jonathan. I'm here, David. Just don't fail. Please fail. Don't fail. Baby, baby, you're blessed, brother. All right. Don't fail. Don't fail. Doris, you've been the brightest thing that ever come in my life. Don't fail. Doris, would you help me not to fail? If you see I'm going to fail,
that's right.
Would you do something?
Come on.
Would you do something? I said, would you do something if you saw, amen, somebody failing?
You did it for this boy. You prayed 21 days for this boy. Day and night. He did it, folks. He prayed practically all night for 20 days. While he wasn't on his knees, he's walking the field. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here because of y'all's prayer. Come on, we're not going to fail. Come on, church. Come on. Bless God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, man, we can't afford them. I'm going to heaven. Is going to heaven tonight. I'm going to make it all the way. I'm going to make it all the way. Son. Preach. Three masterpieces last year. 26 years old. Get a hold of him. We're not going to let him fail. Not now. Not now. Can you say amen? Esther, we won't let you fail. Esther, we can't afford you to let you fail. If you fail, Esther, we'll die. And your family and your house will be destroyed, and we won't let you fail. Come on, I said we won't let you fail. Come on, church, we won't let you fail. I said we won't let you fail. Come on, we won't let you fail. Worship God, church.